Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out Kia Studios on this Wednesday evening with you. All right, 404-726-0929. That's both our phone line and our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. So here's the question that I'm asking. How much of is UGA being the number one team in college football because of what they have done over the last couple of years versus what they've done this year? You know, look, here's the thing, because this has to be the obviously ultimate caveat about everything. As Georgia's got, you know, the oldest rivalry in the Deep South coming up this weekend, playing Auburn. You know, Auburn's 3-1. I don't really know what Auburn is. I don't think they're that great of a team. They lost to A&M, you know, most recently. I mean, so again, you know, lost their, you know, SEC opener and all this. I don't know what they're going to have for Georgia. Now, do I think that Georgia has lived off of what they've done the last couple of years? Yes. Now, do I think that Georgia has one of the better wins in college football? Of course not. Of course not. You know, when you look at teams that have had more quality wins, look, Florida State's arguably had the two best wins in college football. When you look at two wins, beating LSU and going down into Death Valley and winning that game, that's the two best wins in college football right now. And I thought that they were going to be a playoff team. I thought that, okay, if you can survive the month of, you know, September, they could be a playoff team. So far, so good for Florida State. Obviously, Ohio State's win against Notre Dame, that's still a good win. No matter what you think about Notre Dame and all this kind of stuff, that's still a good win against a pretty good, especially, look, a good quarterback in Sam Hartman. That's a good win. Do I think that Georgia should be the number one team in the nation? Yes. I'm always somebody who does believe, you know, the old Ric Flair line, right? To be the man, you got to beat the man, right? You got to beat somebody. And until Georgia loses, no matter what Ohio State, Michigan, whatever happens, until somebody beats Georgia, they deserve to be number one. Now, I do wonder if Georgia can roll through this regular season and stay the number one team in the nation all season long. Can they run through that? I mean, they've got, you know, if you look at both polls, they have a wide, wide margin. You know, in the AP top 25, they had 55 first place votes. Michigan got one, Texas got two, Florida State three, Ohio State and Washington were the other two teams that got a first place vote. In the coaches poll, Georgia had 61 first place votes. Only one other team had any first place vote. Well, I shouldn't say that. Two teams had first place votes. Washington had one, and Ohio State had two first place votes. So obviously the beat writer for the Washington Huskies, or their SID or whatever, they've got them number one. And look, Michael Penix is a complete handful. He's one of the most dominant quarterbacks in college football. Like, he's a stud, and good for him. I mean, for, you know, again, probably comeback player of the year last year in college football. Good for him. I love Michael Penix. He's a really terrific quarterback. But I still think when you look, and again, I'm tempering this in saying that Georgia hasn't played anybody. I get that. Day-Day, would it surprise you that they average about half a point more per game than what they did through the first 4 weeks of last year, or what they even did last year?
You said, would it surprise me? No.
Yes.
No.
And look, right now, Carson Beck's on pace. I think he's on pace to set the school record in passing yards. They averaged 338 passing yards to 159 running. When have you ever seen a Georgia team do that? And remember when we talked to Chip Towers about this a while back, and he brought up the idea of they look like they could be a very pass-heavy team, right? Chip brought that up. With all of the weapons that they have at wide receiver and guys who can catch the ball in the backfield, and oh yeah, that guy at tight end, all of those weapons that, again, we asked the question, could this be the year that things flip for Georgia where they don't become a prominent run team? Again, they still run the football, but their identity is not to just line up and run it right at everybody. Maybe this is that year. You know, maybe Carson Beck is the guy. Again, you know, people talk about Lane Kiffin and his influence on the offense. I mean, they became a vertical offense, and then obviously they had, you know, they had a string where they had one right after the other of arguably the best quarterbacks in program history. And I know Joe Namath and Bart Starr and Ken Stabler, I got all that. But I'm telling you, when they went Tua, Mac Jones, and Bryce Young, that was as good a stretch as any program has ever had in the history of college football. It's hard to go best quarterback, best quarterback, best quarterback, you know, in a three quarterback stretch like that. They did it. And look, this is the kind of offense that you run in today's college football world, right? Not, you know, the old 3 yards and a cloud of dust. So I definitely think that Georgia's living off of its accomplishments, but at the same time, they're still a 40-point per game offense. They give up about 11 points per game. They're still one of the best defenses. There's no reason for them to not be number one. And again, until they lose, there's not a reason to have them not be the number one team in the nation. Nobody's going to play all of these standout teams and all that kind of stuff. I mean, again, Ohio State, Michigan won't be till the end of the year. Yeah, they'll play Penn State along the way, but Michigan, Ohio State won't shake out until after the season, you know, concludes in the regular season. So why not Georgia? I mean, look, say what you will about Texas. You know, and obviously the Alabama win is a really good win, but the rest of their schedule, Kansas, yeah, that's a nice team. Oklahoma's good, but they're not great. Houston, BYU, Kansas State, TCU, Iowa, Texas Tech. Once they get through these next couple of weeks, there's not a ranked team left on their schedule. So it's not like that they're going to run the table against all these heavyweight title contenders or anything like that. Like, most of these schools, you know, You're very top heavy in your conferences. You know, maybe the Big Ten with Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State, maybe that's the best threesome, you know, of teams, you know, in one conference in college football. But, you know, again, Washington, USC, Oregon, You know, there are good teams, but it's not like I don't think that there's been a team that has just gone out and just shown that, hey, this deserves to be the number one team in the nation, right? Like, this deserves to be, this team deserves to be ranked number one because of how good they've been and they're the clear-cut number one. Georgia's been in that discussion even through the four games that they've had. And look, it hasn't been against anybody, you know. Again, it's been Chump City, right? I was on a, I think it was like one of BetQL's morning shows. And the couple of guys, you know, were asking me about, they've got like, you know, arc welding and, you know, those kinds of classes that they're playing against, you know. And I'm like, well, again, you know, they did have Oklahoma that was on their schedule and that got dropped off. Like that wasn't Georgia that ducked Oklahoma. It was the SEC that stepped in and said, nah, for right now, we don't want, you know, the SEC and the Big 12 to, you know, have this rivalry or whatever like that. But again, I don't think that there's a team that deserves to leapfrog over Georgia as the number one team in the nation. But I do think it's obviously a lot of reputation, but it doesn't mean that Georgia hasn't done some really good things. All right, 404-726-0929. Let's grab Tim out in Brookhaven. What's going on, Tim?
Hey there. As far as Georgia goes, you know, really to me, this ranking number one is just a carryover from last year. They're 1-0 this year in real games and, 3-0 in scrimmages, in my book. So why wouldn't USC, who had the Heisman Trophy winner last year, who's undefeated, but I don't know who they played either. But, you know, to me, this ranking is just carryover. You know, Georgia's got a new quarterback. Who knows what he's going to do? And then my final point is I'm bewildered on the amount of lack of information about Stetson Bennett, a Georgia Bulldog, winning two national championships, goes to the Rams, and he's released from the team. And, man, I'm like scraping the internet to try to find out what happened. Nobody's talking about it. Just wondered what your thoughts were.
Well, I mean, look, Sean McVay had come out and said that, you know, it was a personal issue and things like that. Now, again, we can possibly leap to conclusions and these different things, but again, he's on the, you know, reserve non-football, you know, injury list, and, you know, he was on that, you know, with them. I mean, without rumor-mongering, you know, all of it, yeah, there's bigger things, you know, besides football that's going on. I mean, this is, you know, he needs to focus on his personal issues and stuff like that. So, again, you know, he's been on the non-injury illness, you know, list, and usually that means personal problems. And we know with some of the things that happened over the offseason, again, they're not going to spill the beans. They don't spill the beans on injuries, let alone what a guy's going through. Now, it may leak out at some point, or he may tell the story. And by the way, too, Southern Cal has played San Jose State, Nevada, a god-awful Stanford team, and Arizona State. Not exactly, you know, murderer's row out there. But again, you know, outside of Florida State, who's had two good wins, nobody's had more than one good win this year. You know, Michigan thus far, how about Michigan's schedule, Day-Day? East Carolina, UNLV, Bowling Green, who Tech's going to see, and Rutgers. That's the four teams they played. They're going to play at Nebraska this coming weekend. Oh, boy. The John Freakies of the world. But Bowling Green, Rutgers, East Carolina, UNLV, like that's fish heads and rice as well.
Yeah, that's why when his Harbaugh suspension came, it was like, oh, okay. Because they weren't playing anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.